11:45, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. New box office numbers are out. Spider-Man Far From Home, the number one movie again. And very possibly next week, the number one movie in America will be this. The new version of Lion King that features Donald Glover, the voice of adult Simba. Beyonce.
He's holding back, he's hiding.
Featured
but what I can't
his young love.
Why won't he be
also in the movie, Seth Rogen, Billy Eichner, Alfre Woodard, John Oliver, Zazu in the movie. I saw it. I was in Los Angeles this past Wednesday and Thursday and saw the movie, and I liked it. I liked it. It is getting trashed in some of the early reviews. I mean, people are, people are giving it bad reviews, but when you read the bad reviews, what they are mostly doing is comparing this new version to the original. They're not judging this movie on the merits of this movie. They're judging it with the emotional impact that they first felt, either taking their kids to see the original Lion King back in the day or being a kid. When the original Lion King came out, and I don't know, I don't think that a comparison like that is fair. And I do my best, I hope I succeed most of the time when I review something, not to base my review on a different movie. I'm basing my feelings on what I see up on the screen. And what I saw up on the screen for Lion King, the new Lion King, was something that was technically stunning. Director Jon Favreau took this movie and created, you know, with special effects, everything looks like it's real. It's all computer generated. Everything is computer generated in this movie. And the voices are provided by Donald Glover and Beyonce and Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner and so forth. But it's so realistic. It's mind-blowing to look at. Is it, as some people are saying, that there's no emotion in this new movie? And I completely disagree with that. I left this movie with a big smile on my face. It's very nostalgic from remembering all of that. But the story itself, from what you see on the screen, the story is told beautifully. It's very emotional. It's still a very lovely story. You know, some people are saying, why did they even have to make a second Lion King movie? Well, you know, why is Steven Spielberg making a second West Side Story? Why have there been numerous versions of so many different classics? This is one of the classics. Money's part of the equation. Disney sees that there's plenty of money to be made by making another Lion King, but why not tell the story again in a slightly different way, in a more revised way with updated voice performers in it. Why not? I enjoyed it. I'll tell you much more on television and with Steve Cochran later this week on our Moron Entertainment segment that we do every weekday from 8 to 8:30. So, you know, that said, I like this new movie. I don't care what everybody else is saying about it. I also sat down with most of the cast and talked about this movie, including our old pal Jon Favreau, who we just saw a few weeks ago here in Chicago. He got the Renaissance Award from the Gene Siskel Film Center. He was here in town, Robert Downey Jr. presenting him the award. And that's where we started off our conversation. So you had a good time when you were in Chicago?
I did.
Yeah.
I love coming back to Chicago because I didn't grow up there. So I don't have family there. So when you have family, you're not making the trip that
you were
often.
Really connected, though.
But I really felt that was a big part of my life where I sort of decided, hey, I'm going to try to act. I'm going to try to get into comedy.
Right.
And that was a new chapter for me. And it was 4 years from, I was like 22 to 26, 88 to 92 I was
formative,
there.
Formative, yeah.
Formative, and then got to watch, from Washing Dishes at Second City, got to watch all these comedy greats performing on stage. Chris Farley coming up with those routines, those characters.
Yeah.
And studying with Del Close. So it was a bit. So I love getting back when I can.
And did you get to Wiener Circle? That's the big question.
I did. We had food brought. the Downies were hosting me, and they had a whole spread they brought back to the hotel. I didn't have time to go there, but they brought a whole spread back
lovely,
to the hotel.
Lovely, very lovely. Yeah. Speaking of Chicago, a Chicago connection that a lot of people may not know with Lion King is Chance the Rapper's involvement
of course.
In all of this.
No, Chance was... He's just big fan of the original film. Donald Glover knows him well, and through him I offered, does he want to see what we're up to, because I know he cares, and he came just as somebody curious to see what was going on, and that led to him becoming a bit of a guide for me. He was a bit of a Sherpa on this, because anytime I was going to change something, he knows every line, and he knows music so well also.
Right.
So it's rare that you find somebody who's such a big fan, but also understands music and what's cool and what's current, and understanding what we were updating and what we were staying true to. And then it turned into, hey, do you want to record some, do you want to do some cameos? You want to record a voice of a character? And so when you see the part where they get in Hakuna Matata, where they're eating all the grubs, he's about, he's like half the animals there doing different voices.
Oh, wow.
So it was really great having him around, and also being somebody of that generation who knows the original material so well to help me.
I have to wonder about the challenges that you faced in, number one, remaking one of the most popular movies of all time. With the new technical advances, even since Jungle Book, in doing this. But what your challenges were... in expressing the emotion with such realistic characters in this. There's, I guess, the chance that it could change subtle nuances from the
original.
Of course.
Well, if you have this incredible emotional anthropomorphic palette of the original animated film, and you have to kind of make the choice of what approach do you want to take. We knew if we made this look like just a 3D animated version of Lion King, people did not need that version right now. But the idea of making it look naturalistic and fooling people into thinking they're looking at real animals seemed like an interesting new way to tell the story. And I had learned a lot from watching... Do you remember the movie Babe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that movie, it still holds up, by the way. I brought my kids to see it in a theater in a revival house at the Cinematheque. And what's amazing about that film is, and this was something that helped us with Jungle Book, because we had the same issue, is I felt so much connection to that little pig. But it's not a CG pig. It's a real pig with real pig, emoting the way a pig does through its body language, not through facial expression. And they just added a moving mouth.
Yeah.
And I realized that looking at the BBC, like Planet Earth documentaries, if you play the right music, if you edit it correctly, and you tell the right story, you can read a lot of emotion into animals. And often I feel more emotionally connected to animals in a documentary than a lot of stories. About people. So we had to really look at how to tell a story using different tools and not relying on human expressions.
In the circle of life.
Elton John version of Circle of Life from the original Lion King. Elton John does not sing in this movie. Other performers do, including Beyonce and Donald Glover and Seth Rogen. They do a version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, which is rather amazing. I enjoyed this new Circle of Life. I think some of the early reviews on this are tremendously unfair. I went in to watch this movie, and what I ask myself when I review movies, can I tell somebody that you're going to have a couple of hours of enjoyment? And I think you are. The kids are. Adults are. I think it's very, very enjoyable. Outside of the technical amazement of being able to do this, all computer-generated. It looks so real. The new Lion King will open on Friday. I'll give you my full review on it then. Throughout the week on the WGN TV Morning News, I'll be sharing my interviews with the cast tomorrow morning, Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner. WGN TV Morning News tomorrow. We're going to take a break. Update news coming up in a minute. 720 WGN.